Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more. Yeah, yeah.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump says his heart goes out to the victims of yesterday's attack in Boulder, Colorado. In an online post, he blames it on Biden border policy. The man facing charges is an Egyptian national who Homeland Security says is in the country illegally.
We know that he will appear in court today. Right now, the FBI has joined this investigation, working to confirm that this individual acted alone. All indications as of this moment that he did.
CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Authorities also going through a full forensic scrub of the suspect, checking social media, looking into his previous posts and statements that led up to this event. Of course, a lot of makings of an anti-Semitic attack.
It happened at an event that called for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. The man in custody is accused of using a makeshift flamethrower to injure 8 people. The White House says President Trump will speak at some point soon with China's president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says trade and tariffs are the big talking points.
Usually when the United States and the Chinese leaders talk, there's a formal request for that. Doesn't sound necessarily like we're near that, despite what the president and his top officials are hoping for.
Well, this week, the Senate's taking up the Trump budget bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports there are some Republicans who want key changes.
Josh Hawley, a very conservative Republican from the state of Missouri, and he has been sounding the alarm bells about these potential cuts to Medicaid, especially the impact that it could have on rural hospitals in his state.
Pamela Hemphill is working through her Republican senator in Idaho to block the pardon she was given by President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland says she played a role in the Capitol attack and was convicted of a misdemeanor.
She says the pardon sent a dangerous message moving forward that could incentivize more political violence.
Officials from Russia and Ukraine met for about an hour today in Turkey, agreeing on a swap of thousands of soldiers killed in the war. CBS's Ramy Innocencio says it comes a day after Ukraine used drones to destroy an estimated 1/3 of Russia's strategic bombers.
Vladimir Zelensky is coming across as pretty proud on this. On Telegram, he said that these attacks will be one for the history textbook.
On the stand for a third day at the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial, a former personal assistant testified she was brainwashed to explain loving texts she sent him after he allegedly raped her. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 144. The S&P is trading higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow is the first city council meeting at the Racine Library. The impact started today for people wanting to go up at City Hall. There's a busted elevator at City Hall needing repairs, which is causing the government to temporarily move. The move of meetings to the library will last a couple of months. The Pride flag is flying over Racine City Hall. It'll be there throughout the month, except for one day. The Pride flag will fly every day in June, except June 17th, when the thin blue line flag will be raised to honor fallen officer John Hetland. The city of Racine is declaring June 29th as Racine Pride Day and will sponsor a Pride Day celebration in partnership with the LGBTQ plus community. That'll be held at City Hall from noon to 2. A major milestone for Racine's Juneteenth celebration is on the agenda at Tuesday's City Council meeting. Organizers are looking for official approval to close streets around the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on June 14th. The 50th annual event will feature family activities, performances, and local vendors from noon to 8. Redevelopment around American Family Field is still years away, but the Baseball Park District Board is moving forward with a site study mandated by law. It's connected to the 2023 $500 million stadium improvement legislation. Officials say whatever changes happen around the ballpark, they aim to preserve traditional tailgating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit-by pitch.
And that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be a day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up, but we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdeliracine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdeliracine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WRJN. And Kurt Volman, too, coming in at 2 o'clock. He'll have another Scotty Summer Text to Win contest keyword to give you a chance to win a nice prize. And he'll also have the 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. Three songs from then, some of the things that happened. 5 o'clock class reunion with Kurt Volman, only on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks. To the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. local news and timeless hits.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
show and tell. That song is the song that knocked Steve Miller's The Joker. You know, some people call me the Space Cowboy. Knocked that one out of number one. Al Wilson, number one, 1973, early 74. And I'm Dan Marcus. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget before this hour's up. And it's by the same artist that gave us this morning's Mr. Bassman, which was fun to hear again. But same artist under a different name 6 years later. It's coming up on WRJN.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Bye-bye.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. The Sand and Surf Report for today. Expect sunny skies, mostly sunny skies, and 72. Water temperature 49.5 degrees. It's the WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
What it's there for. Hallelujah. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Hallelujah. Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Baby, the grab.
Beatles. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Another statewide keyword coming up next hour with Kurt Volman here on WRJN. But first things first, here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with another update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major milestone for Racine's Juneteenth celebration is on the agenda at Tuesday's City Council meeting. Organizers are looking for official approval to close streets around the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on June 14th. The 50th annual event will feature family activities, performances, and local vendors from noon to 8. If approved, the closures would impact Caron Butler Drive from Grand to Wisconsin, a portion of Wisconsin from Caron Butler to the DeCoven Center, and part of Roosevelt Park Drive would be impacted. A reminder that tomorrow's Common Council meeting will be held at the library. Starting today, an elevator is out at City Hall. We're right around that $3 a gallon mark in Racine and Kenosha counties today. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.96 today. This is 1.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say while the rest of the nation has seen a gentle descent in prices, the Great Lakes region has seen notable declines after a minor refinery issue was resolved. Gasoline inventories are some.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight down to 60 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
You hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. A movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love ya. I need ya, need ya. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, won't ya? I got to have ya. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget minutes away, but first the Wicked Pickett. Wilson Pickett on WRJN.
I told you in the midnight.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Tommy James, Moni Moni. Now, if you missed this morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, let me play you just a snippet of it.
Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a boom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll.
I like that song a lot. So the same guy singing that, not the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba part, but the guy singing the rest of the song, had another hit 6 years later with a different name. He used a different name. You might not have made the connection. I'll make it for you. Next, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up on WRJN.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. 45,000 square feet of indoor water park fun. Thrilling water slides, activity pool, indoor-outdoor hot tub, a giant dump bucket, and an awesome arcade. It's water park fun for the whole family. Come for the day or book an entire weekend away. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
This Friday, June 6th, is National Donut Day, and all the fun begins at O&H Danish Bakery. In addition to all your favorites, O&H is featuring their new blueberry cheesecake donut on Friday only. It has a rich cream cheese filling and fresh blueberries. O&H tops it with powdered sugar and their incomparable blueberry buttercream. If you love donuts, you gotta get to O&H. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. Okay, so this is by the same guy, as I said before, who did this morning's Nugget. The guy who sang Mr. Bassman under the name Johnny Cymbal came out under a different name 6 years later and just missed the top 10 under the name Derek. Simply Derek. One name, Derek, and he sang this song, Cinnamon. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Sneaking down your alleyway, knocking on your door. Thought I had enough, but I'm back for more. Cinnamon, let me in.
Let me in.
coming, I can't wait. You can't hide, girl. Coming inside, girl. Do what you want to, baby, I'll let you.
Wax Museum nugget for today. This afternoon, that is Cinnamon by Derek, who was also known this morning as Johnny Cymbal. So enough already with the false names. His real name was John Hedry Blair, an American. And that's about all we know. Two great songs from the guy. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nuggets for today on WRJN. WRJN, and the Brewers pregame at 5:35 as they're in Cincinnati taking on the Reds. 7-game win streak on the line. Let's make it number 8 and catch up to those pesky, troublesome Cubs. Meanwhile, Kurt Volman is next. He'll have the 5 o'clock class reunion for the class of 65 and another keyword, another statewide keyword for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. That's minutes away. Kurt Volman, next. Enjoy WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Rich like me, has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Justice Department is charging the suspect who attacked a group in Boulder, Colorado, with the federal hate crime and say he told police he had planned the attack and would do it again. Mohammed Soleiman is charged with targeting a crowd supporting hostages in Gaza. Reporter Ashley Portillo.
8 people in total were injured as a result of these attacks. They were all taken to local hospitals, some of them in critical condition. Their ages ranging anywhere from 52 years old up until 88 years old. Now, some of those people we have learned from those hospitals have been discharged. One of the victims, though, was an 88-year-old Holocaust refugee.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House. President Trump posted about the violence on Truth Social, saying acts of terrorism will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. He said this is yet another example of why we must keep our borders secure and deport illegal anti-American radicals from our homeland.
The Supreme Court will not hear a challenge to Maryland's ban on assault weapons. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
For now, the Supreme Court, a majority of them said not to take these cases. But there are at least 3 justices who are very eager to take a look at the Second Amendment issue. And there's Justice Thomas, who says over and over again that there should not be limits on these types of weapons.
Trump administration officials insist there is still a plan.